It's only been 4 months since Jason Chaffetz handily won a fifth term representing Utah's 3rd congressional district. But already, the Republican has two challengers preparing to run against him in 2018. KUER's Julie Ritchie reports.
Attorney Damian Kidd of American Fork was the first to put his name in the ring as a potential primary challenger against Chaffetz in January, making it official a month later. A Republican who's never held office before, Kidd says his motivation to run resulted from frustration with Chaffetz's partisan approach.
I don't think we've seen a more divisive and inflammatory Republican on Capitol Hill.
While it may seem early, Kidd says the reality is the Republican primary is fast approaching.
This will be decided either at the Republican state convention or at the Republican primary this spring of 2018.
He's not alone either. A Democratic challenger, Catherine Allen, a physician from Cottonwood Heights, has so far raked in more than $450,000 from small donors, mostly from out of state, to run a long shot campaign in the heavily Republican district. On her crowdfunding site, Allen says Chaffetz has been, quote, deaf to the concerns of his constituents, citing his dismissal of some attendees of his February town hall as paid protesters. But in an interview late last month with NPR's Morning Edition, Chaffetz dismissed such criticism as coming from a small minority, pointing to his large margin of victory.
Look, I just won an election with nearly 74% of the vote. I've won by the biggest margin in Utah at this level for the last 4 elections in a row.
Jessica Priest, assistant professor of political science at Brigham Young University, says the sooner candidates like Kidd and Allen can raise money, the more competitive they can be later in the campaign.
So if you can raise a lot of money early on, strategically that's fantastic because that deters other challengers.
Chaffetz, she says, has not been the most prolific fundraiser compared to others in the House, but that name recognition may be the bigger obstacle for anyone looking to challenge an incumbent. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.